AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some very big pieces of history in Nepal are now in ruins. More than 1,100 people have died in four countries from a powerful earthquake. The 7.8 magnitude quake was centered near Kathmandu. Ben Pickering with the group Save the Children says access will be the biggest challenge in the recovery effort.
Getting to these more rural areas around the epicenter will be a huge difficulty where roads can't be passed.
Seismologist Paul Caruso at the U.S. Geological Survey says the geography of Nepal adds to the danger.
In that area, it's very mountainous. So there's a lot of steep slopes. And those are the places where we tend to have landslides during earthquakes.
Nepal is home to Mount Everest. The quake set off an avalanche that killed at least 10 people there. Thousands of people are spending the night at a vast open ground in the middle of Kathmandu, just next to the old city that is lined with old buildings and narrow lanes that are now in ruins. The Obama administration is releasing a redacted report from 2009, which examines the once secret program to collect information on Americans' calls and emails. It follows a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the New York Times. The basics of the National Security Agency program had already been declassified, but the lengthy report includes some new details about the secrecy surrounding it. Crowds are gathering in Baltimore's Sandtown neighborhood, where Freddie Gray was taken into custody by police. He later died. There'll be a rally there and one later at City Hall in Baltimore. March organizers want answers from police about how and why Freddie Gray died. Police in New York City have collared a coyote near a sidewalk cafe in Manhattan. The coyote was spotted this morning in the Battery Park neighborhood. Officers tailed the coyote for about an hour before using a tranquilizer dart to subdue her. This is AP Radio News. Trade was the subject of the president's and the Republicans' weekly addresses.
President Obama says if the international trade playing field is level, American workers will always come out ahead.
If America doesn't shape the rules of the global economy today to benefit our workers, while our economy is in a position of new global strength, then China will write those rules.
Republican Representative Paul Ryan agrees.
Are we going to rise to the occasion and provide American leadership in the world? This is our challenge and our opportunity.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Vietnamese orphans who were airlifted to the U.S. in the frantic final days of the Vietnam War are being reunited with some of the soldiers who helped evacuate them. 20 evacuees and their adopted families marked the 40th anniversary of Operation Baby Lift at the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial. More than 2,500 children were evacuated to families in the U.S. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.